You're listening to SBS News.
77 members of Parliament voted last week in favour of Mr. Sarkisian becoming Prime Minister, while only 17 opposed. He had been out of his former role as President for a week and a half before switching to the Prime Minister's job. His appointment triggered mass protests, prompting Mr. Sarkisian to step down, a call he has heeded in a resignation letter as follows.
Nicole Pashinyan was right. I was wrong. The created situation has some solutions, but I will not be part of any of it that is not mine. I leave the post of the country's Prime Minister. The movement of the street is against me in office, and I fulfil your claim.
The protests were spearheaded by Nicole Pashinyan, regarded as the main opposition leader. An estimated 15,000 protesters gathered at a major square last week in a response to Mr. Sarkisian's appointment, with about 40,000 rallying on Saturday. About 300 protesters, including the opposition leader, were detained on Sunday, the 10th consecutive day of the protests. Protesters accused Mr. Sarkisian of perpetuating corruption, cronyism and economic stagnation. Speaking just days before the resignation, the opposition leader warned Mr. Sarkisian that the people of Armenia had spoken.
You do not know the situation in the country, and it is not what it was 10 to 15 days ago. The situation has changed. You do not have the power you are reported to have. Authority in Armenia has come into the hands of the people.
Former Prime Minister Garden Karapetian has resumed the post for the interim, and Mr. Pashinyan says he will hold talks with Mr. Karapetian to discuss what happens next. The protests are expected to continue despite the resignation as the opposition seeks more power. The protesters' complaints were mainly domestic and focused on pervasive corruption and poverty in a country that won independence from Moscow in 1991. Salfi Gazarian is the current director of the University of Southern California's Institute of Armenian Studies. She's told Al Jazeera that it's unclear what, if any, changes will occur as a result of the resignation and ongoing protests.
It's absolutely possible to call new elections. And once new elections are called, this is where the continuation of the civic activism and the awareness that this population has demonstrated over these last 2 weeks is going to be called up. Are we serious about clean, new, transparent elections? Will the parliament that convenes again in a few days understand the message of the people, regardless of what party they belong to, and understand that the methods of operation have got to change?
Armenia's parliament now has 7 days to suggest the name of a new prime minister. Mr. Sarkisian's allies remain in key positions in the government, and it remains unclear whether his resignation will herald any real change. Russia, which has 2 military bases in Armenia, is reportedly closely watching events. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.